I was lucky enough Friday a couple of weeks ago to be on board the HMAS Canberra at Garden Island here in Sydney, and what a ship that is. It is just amazing. Produced and manufactured in Victoria. There's two of these ships, so actors, helicopter landing pads, and they'd just come back from Fiji. They were helping out Fijians who'd been badly hit by a cyclone. They carry large trucks and tanks on board, and I was so impressed. And the young Navy personnel on board were great. Reason I mention it is I was there for the launch of the super charity, New South Wales Kids in Need, because they were launching their world's largest open house. That'll be held this Saturday from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. One of the ambassadors for this extraordinary charity is well-known newsreader, columnist, Sky News superstar, Tracy Spicer. She's on the line. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, good to talk to you, Steve. This really is a tremendous day. We had our first event last year. And, of course, you can also go to the RAAF Richmond base. All the fire stations are open. And the thing I love most about this idea is that it's an umbrella charity that raises money for six smaller charities, so you get more bang for your buck. You know, you're really helping out the kids and the money goes directly to them.
That's a clever idea because on its own, and I remember years ago trying to raise money for the Bear Cottage, for example, that is one of these charities, was always difficult. I mean, the people on the northern beaches around Manly would chip in, but you couldn't get a wider group of people to get interested. But when you add that in with, and we're raising money here for the Burns Unit at Children's Hospital Westmead, Central Coast Kids in Need, Duke of Edinburgh Awards, which I love, and Muscular Dystrophy New South Wales. So it's great that you can, as you say, get more bang for your buck.
That's right. And when it was set up last year, we insisted that every dollar from ticket sales and donations goes to the charity. This is absolutely no cost. There's none of that money that's lost in administration. We don't spend money for anything. You know what I mean? So if you come along and you can buy tickets on the website, nswkidsinneed.org.au, or you can turn up at HMAS Canberra or the RAF base at Richmond, you can turn up at the fire stations and there's buckets, so you can just put a gold coin in. You know, you can give as much or as little as you like.
You're lucky too because you've latched on to the hottest sporting team in the nation right now, the Greater Western Sydney Giants.
Yeah, and it's brilliant that they've come on board as a fundraising partner. We've also got this year, for the first time, the wonderful Justine Clark and Nene. You know, Justine Clark's been around in kids' entertainment for donkey's years, and they're doing a mini kids pop-up concert. How cute is that? At the Cove in Gloucester Street, The Rocks, at 10 a.m. So it's good because the older kids will like the HMA Canberra and the Richmond RAF base, and the younger kids will like going to see that playful entertainment there in the city.
So security is obviously tight at those military facilities. So I think the entry to the RAF base and also to Garden Island, you need to go on and buy a pre-allocated ticket online, don't you?
I think that's the best idea because we were overwhelmed with incredible public support last year, and because you do have to go through security, the best idea is to pre-book. You can go online to nswkidsinneed.org.au and turn up early as well. The whole day goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, but I'd recommend turning up early, particularly if you're going to the RAF base where you can see a C-130 Hercules, a C-27 Spartan, a bomb disposal robot. That was the highlight last year. It was really cool to see that operate. You know, kids love things being blown up. It's just a really cheap day out for the family, and you know you're helping other kids who aren't as fortunate.
And if you can get on board that ship, try and do it. It is, I mean, if you go down to Garden Island and see how huge it is, to stand up on the flight deck there is just remarkable.
Oh, it's incredible. And we've got two Chinooks on board for Saturday. That ship is one of the heaviest ever built for the Australian fleet. And we've actually got soldiers from the Australian Army doing demonstrations on board during the open house. So there's lots of interactive stuff as well.
To remind any mum or dad listening to us whose kids would like to go to a fire station, you can just turn up, can you?
Yeah, that's right. Most of the fire stations are open. Probably the biggest and busiest one is Alexandria. And also the Sydney CBD station, which is Sydney's oldest station. So get online, see which stations are open. You don't have to pre-book for that. You can just turn up and, again, just give a little $1 coin donation. The fireys are so lovely. They're so interactive with the kids. Nothing nothing better than a kid likes than climbing over a fire truck, right? You know,
exactly.
It's fantastic.
Well, you and Mark Ferguson have done a great job, and it must be wonderful working with Dame Marie Bashir. She's just a legend.
Look, it is. She's our patron. You know, when we asked her to come on board, she said yes straight away. Same as Mark Ferguson. Channel 7's backing us up as well. We've had tremendous support, mainly because people are saying, look, there are so many charities out there, it's hard to know what to support. This way we can support a lot of charities with kids like in Bear Cottage who are terminally ill or kids who have muscular dystrophy. You know, it is an incredible, incredible charity. So please, if you are listening and you're at a loose end on Saturday between 10 and 2, come out and join in the fun.
Give us that website again that people can pre-book on.
The website is nswkidsinneed.org.au.
Good on you, Tracy. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Steve. Take care.